Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, June 3rd. This week, we're doing something different. Rather than concerning ourselves with rivalries, we're instead bringing you news about how businesses are responding to the protests happening all across America. We start today with news of Glossier. On Saturday, the privately held beauty brand pledged $1 million to support the Black Lives Matter movement, making them one of the first companies to do so. Half of the money will go to six organizations fighting racial injustice following the deaths of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor. Glossier will donate to Black Lives Matter, the Equal Justice Initiative, and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, among others. The other half will be distributed as grants to Black-owned beauty businesses. Its statement on Instagram said, quoting here, "We stand in solidarity with the fight against systemic racism, white supremacy, and the historic oppression of the Black community." Glossier is a skincare and makeup company beloved by millennial customers. Founded by CEO Emily Weiss in 2014, the company primarily sells online, capitalizing on an Instagram audience of almost 3 million fans. Weiss started her journey to entrepreneurship humbly. As a fashion assistant at Vogue in 2010, she started a blog called Into the Gloss. The behind-the-scenes beauty biz blog became so popular that it served as a jumping-off point for Weiss's startup 4 years later. Now, only in her mid-30s, Weiss presides over a privately held business worth more than $1 billion at its most recent valuation last year. Notably, Glossier uses its fan base as a testbed for new products. The close relationships it has with fans informs the company's actions. That means fans help Glossier make decisions on everything from what kind of moisturizer to release, to the environmental impact of its ingredients, to its stance on social issues. Although hundreds of brands are making statements and promising donations, Glossier's $1 million pledge definitely made waves. That's in part because Glossier is still a small company relative to industry giants like L'Oreal, and also because it was the first substantial pledge of support from a beauty company. That's according to Glossy, an unrelated industry blog. That blog noted that Glossier's $1 million pledge was the largest from the beauty industry announced to that point. Glossy noted that it's equivalent to what some of the largest tech companies like Intel promised. But it was Glossier's pledge to help Black-owned beauty businesses that really sparked interest. There's a growing understanding that helping businesses thrive creates an economically positive ripple effect. Harper's Bazaar noted that Glossier offered the grants without worrying that doing so could create new rivals for the company itself. Reporter Becky Murray stated that Glossier's move will help Black-owned beauty businesses find success, even if that means them competing with the beauty brand for customers. It's not waiting until it can give out the grants either. On its blog this week, Glossier promoted a number of Black-owned beauty brands and recommended that its customers support them. Glossier said it will share details about the grants later this month. By midweek, at least 60 beauty brands had announced support of various kinds, including pledges of financial assistance to civil rights organizations. At least some of these companies took their cues from Glossier's quick actions. Adweek noted that brands from beauty and fashion to high-tech companies are coming out of the woodwork now to pledge support to fighting discrimination and racism. Adweek argues that this is a sudden about-face from the business community, which previously had been mostly silent on social issues, especially those that are seen as polarizing. Why are companies now choosing to speak out and in many cases fund civil rights organizations? Well, because today's millennial audience has higher expectations of brands than they did even 6 years ago when the Black Lives Matter movement was founded following the death of Michael Brown at the hands of police in Ferguson, Missouri. Multicultural marketer Lewis Williams of Burrell Communications claims that younger customers are holding brands accountable. Now, Williams says, quote, "They're telling brands you have to do more. You have to change the situation," which appears to be what Glossier and its followers want to do. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. We want to hear from you. How are the companies you run, work for, and purchase from responding to the call for anti-racist business practices? Write to us at bwd@wondery.com. Thanks for listening. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.